Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash.
You can call this pay-per-view. The Rated R Wrestling Podcast is what we do. Let me introduce Greg.
What up, Bert?
I can't fail. You say you undefeated in a match. We gon' see. Open Talk Radio, The Flash 313. From WWE to NXT. All Elite Wrestling, we discuss needs. We just trying to make a positive impact. We putting over every single wrestler who did that. Welcome to your death match.
The Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action. We got that, the Southwest Texan, they cruise. Greg, the market, Mark says they them do.
Okay.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Now stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan, they cruise. Greg, the market, Mark says they them do.
Yo. You know what I'm saying? It's that Thursday night, and like, that's what we do. You can host the Southwest Texas Day Cruise with my brother Greg the Mark, my brother Martez, and my brother Coco T. What's going on, my brothers?
Oh, man, everything is good, man. What a week in wrestling. There's a lot to talk about tonight, but, yeah, I'm excited.
Man, I'm excited for today's show, not just excited for the topics that we're tonight's guest, man. Tonight's guest, we have former WWE 205 NXT wrestler, superstar, indie sensation, Alex Zane, guys. Tonight we will see what he got, you know what I'm saying, to say about, you know, just in general, all around the wrestling business, and then, you know, what he's got to say. I mean, I'm not going to say what he's going to get into, because we don't know what he's going to get into. We never know what we're going to get into when the Rated R comes on. We don't know what our guests are going to say. We never plan this stuff. We just go straight shoot at it. So we're going to see what he got tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one thing I got to say is I'm excited, and man, get into these couple topics before our interview gets here. Now, what did you guys get to catch? The AEW All-Out pay-per-view.
Yeah, Coco is on now, too. So, but, yeah, I had a chance to watch it.
Coco, what's going on, brother?
What's happening, baby? Good brother Day-Day, good brother Martell. It's the Black Man Coco T. Well, finally, a case at the people's van, baby. And to answer your question, yes, I saw the AEW's All Out. Definitely their best pay-per-view to date. Awesome show from top to bottom, baby.
I have to agree with that. But one thing we were discussing on Facebook, guys,
yeah.
And I have to let this out, dude. AEW is on a fast pace in the fast lane to try to take WWE's number one spot as the destination for all wrestlers to want to be at now. And I have a feeling that that's what's happening. WWE wrestlers wanting to aspire and not to be entertainers. You know what I'm saying? And we're getting that with AEW. AEW is becoming what WWE, what we wanted in WWE even 5 years back. If WWE would have listened to the fans and WWE would have put their foot forward instead of trying to step back and grab all these legends, all these, you know what I'm saying, former big-time wrestlers and bringing them back for a nostalgia thing, they're not letting these other homegrown talent and all these other talents grow. They're not letting them grow. So the wrestlers don't aspire to want to be in the WWE as the big time anymore. They want to go to AEW. I watched the Adam Cole interviews. I watched the Daniel Bryan interviews. And you know, Daniel Bryan said that he wants to do some All Elite Pro Wrestling. This is what AEW is aspiring to the wrestlers, even wrestlers like Daniel Bryan, wrestlers like Adam Cole, have been around the business for almost 20 years or so. Adam Cole's been in the business for since 2007, too. And, dude, the forbidden door is AEW. You're getting from Impact. You're getting wrestlers from not just AEW, Impact, New Japan. You're getting Nick Gage on fucking for goddamn sake to do a death match on AEW. That door is swinging like a, like a, I don't even know what to say. It's swinging like a fucking, like the hedges are ready to fall off, and it's going to be a free-for-all.
Mm.
Totally understand what you're saying here, good brother Danny, but I think we should just kind of pump the brakes a little bit on this whole, oh, AEW is going to take over WWE and this and that and that and this. You know, and no disrespect to AEW, because I enjoy AEW, you know what I'm saying? I like watching them on a weekly basis. I try to watch both shows. If I don't watch it the day of, I watch it the following day. I try to... But with that being said, good brother Daddy Coon, y'all gonna have all AEW fans gonna have to slow down just a little bit. Hold on. Because AEW is still but a little baby. You see what I'm saying? It just grew all its teeth. It just learned how to walk. It just learned how to potty train, Daddy. Now it's gotta learn how to write and read, you feel what I'm saying? And so it's only been barely 2 years old. WWE's been around a long time. And don't get me wrong, I totally get you, because WWE makes some weird, bad decisions and so on and so forth. They do have that issue. However, to sit here and say, or any for that matter, to sit here and say, oh, they just going to take, nah, baby, it's going to take a whole lot more of that and then some. You feel what I'm saying? Well, I mean, they had a great pay-per-view, but I think everybody's getting a little too high off this pay-per-view, like this is the be-all, the end. No, sir, no, sir. You got to keep doing it over and over again.
Yeah,
and
I disagree, because I tell you what, they have had more long-term storytelling. They're squashing stories in WWE. They don't know what they're doing. There's been consistent stories in AEW for a long time now, and they're just continuing. They're getting better, and every single star that has been built in the last 5 years, guess where they work now or will be working within the next 60 days? There's no comparison. The product WWE is putting out, there's no storytelling. There, even Roman Reigns as the champion is going stale. Nothing has gone stale. None of the storylines have gone stale. They've done long-term storytelling without letting anything get stale. They've let stories play out. WWE has done none of that. And they're look at the percentage of growth for AEW compared to the percentage of loss for WWE. Fans are leaving in droves, and the fans that want to see wrestling are watching it with AEW, and that just got so much worse for WWE after the show that AEW put on Saturday that it's ridiculous.
Well, hey, hold on now. Notice you said Raw. You didn't say SmackDown. Let's keep that in mind. SmackDown is still a hot, hot show, and in regards to
it's just the hottest thing they have. It's not so hot. And Roman Reigns as champion is getting stale quick.
But it's, well, stale to who, though? Because he's still going. He's still rolling. I don't recall. Remember the last.
Compared to who? Ricochet?
Compared to Ricochet. Compared to whatever's going on in wrestling right now, including AEW. Roman is hot. He's still hot.
Do you think Roman has more buzz than CM Punk? Or do you think Roman has more buzz than half of what AEW is doing, because I don't think they do.
Both bring a good, valid point. Roman Reigns is hot. I'm not going to take that away from Roman Reigns. I've been Roman
He's
Reigns.
He's the hottest thing
one.
WWE has going, period.
I mean,
But that's getting stale. It's about running course. After Brock, what is there?
But wait, here's the question. Stale to who? Because they still rolling. They still hot with this.
Tomorrow for Madison Square Garden is going to be a sellout. It's going to bring ratings. But that's the only reason, because they're doing the nostalgia thing one more time. They're going to bring it to Madison Square.
WWE ran out of storylines for Roman Reigns. They brought in John Cena. You think John Cena's sticking around? I doubt it. And now Brock Lesnar.
I don't.
Yeah.
You
know what? An 8-match deal.
I don't think we even scratched the surface on this.
Everybody wants to see Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar number 49 and 50, right?
But who said? But who said it's gonna be bad this time around? That's the thing. Sometimes some matches maybe happened too early, or it was done
recent
wrong.
History has told
that.
Us that. You actually expect more than you've been given in recent memory from WWE.
But here's the thing: they can change history on that too, because now it's gonna get more interesting. And here's the X factor. Good brother Paul Heyman, because he's in the middle of this, he makes it even more interesting. Now, we don't know which way he's going to go. And then you got Brock coming in, then now they tease and Finn Balor, he might do the whole Demon King. So they got us guessing right now, and I still think that's a good thing. And with regard to Roman Reigns, in my opinion, and I'm not, for the longest time, I've not been like this Roman Reigns fan, so to speak, because I felt like he got pushed too soon. Or now I'm finding out they really just didn't let him be himself, and now that he is, he's really hit a level, and he's hitting a stride, and I truly believe that he believes that not only is he the man in that particular company, he could definitely be the man in all the wrestling right now, and we're seeing that. So with that, all that being said, I have to go back and disagree with the idea of, someone had to come in order to make, that's how it all goes. Maybe they go the same way in AEW. They bring in somebody new all the time, and
And to your point about Roman being pushed too soon, that almost reinforced the point. If you think back, he wasn't pushed too soon. He was pushed a year too late because they wanted Roman Reigns a year before. A year later, the fans didn't get what they really wanted because Roman was totally over at that Royal Rumble. They wanted Daniel Bryan, and they didn't get it. They got, and then Roman Reigns got forced down their throat. He didn't get pushed too soon. They just dropped the ball. They had it. He was the hot hand, and they didn't play it. They thought they were going to save it, and then when they decided to get it, that's not what the fans wanted. They're just so out of touch with what people want, and I think that that's the main difference, and that's how AEW is going to continue to elevate, and I agree with Jada. They're going to completely eclipse WWE.
I think Brother Montez is about to say something.
I'm going to be real quick.
And the best part about it is they're going to ham somebody and sell this pile of beat-down trash to somebody for a lot of money because they're showing record profits. They're in the position to do that, but they're not the hot hand. They're not anymore. AEW's got the hot hand. WWE is playing catch up. They are on their heels.
Hold on, guys. WWE is definitely going to get eclipsed. I'm going to tell you why. Adam Cole signed with WWE for the reason fact that he was going to become MVP and manage a heel, Keith Lee. That's why he signed with All Elite, and that's why he's All Elite Baby. I'm gonna oversay all that. You know what I'm saying? The Roman Reigns stuff. Roman Reigns, if he wanted to go All Elite,
they just made another point.
They
were gonna take the best in-ring performer they have and make him a fucking manager. I mean,
exactly. My point.
Showed you how out of touch.
My point.
Do you really believe somebody that was gonna take the best in-ring performer and make him a lame-ass manager?
Daniel Bryan left because
they're gonna
Daniel Bryan left because of the simple fact that WWE was going to let him work outside and go do what he does and represent WWE. But he didn't want to do it as an entertainer. He wanted to pro wrestle. And this is where All Elite is going to fucking flourish. Because WWE mentioned, listen, guys, I've been paying attention. I haven't slept on this shit. And just like I'm not sleeping on the indie, just because I'm, you know what I'm saying, whatever. Man, listen to this. WWE is going to fail because the simple fact that they don't know how to produce no more, that they're not gonna hire indie wrestlers no more. They're just gonna come out straight out the performance center. So they're gonna come out like toys. They're not gonna come out pro wrestlers. AEW will hire
name
the
one superstar that came out of that performance center. Name one.
Not one. Not a single motherfucker.
Maybe Liv Morgan. Mandy Rose.
What the fuck? Are you serious? She's another.
She's just another
TNA, bro. She's not nothing. There's no look in women's wrestling right now. There is nobody in WWE. There's some good wrestlers. You got Bayley. You got Sasha Banks. Maybe there's nothing in WWE that's interesting to me right now. Except, I mean, even the Roman Reigns thing. I like Roman Reigns. I've been a Roman Reigns fan since day one. But no, dude, I'm telling you for a simple fact, say that the AEW is going to sink the ship. Here we go, WCW 2.0. WWE will become the Titanic Part 2. It's going to sink like a motherfucker because Karma's going to bite Vince in the ass for what he did to WCW. He should have kept that competition going until he didn't buy them out, until WCW
and
probably could have got
the ship. And you just said it. If there's an answer for WWE, that's what it is. It's somebody, and we all know who that somebody is going to have a come-to-Jesus moment where they say, fuck, this don't work. And just like they did coming out of the new generation era into the attitude era and say, all right, I mean, they came out and tried to say, oh, we're going to give you what you want. And, you know, we want Finn Balor and AJ Styles, and we got AJ Styles with, you know, some big goofus. And, you know what I mean? Guys not wanting to re-sign because they're not being utilized. I mean, dude, I was going to touch on, you know, what they wanted to do with Adam Cole and why he wasn't interested. Like, you're really going to take this fast in-ring guy and make him a manager?
AEW is at Forbidden Door, like I said, and Adam Cole said it himself, dude, and Daniel Bryan, Ruby Riott, everybody that signed with All Elite, dude, that All Elite is where it's at. All Elite is where they wanted to be since the beginning, but they were in contracts. Or they had a roadblock here. They had a roadblock there, bro. I've watched every interview, it was a 14, 18-minute interview. Daniel Bryan was like almost a half an hour. He don't do the yes chant because he don't know if he can, but he's going to respect Vince McMahon because most of them have respect for Vince McMahon and didn't want to just sign with Vince McMahon, bro. I'm telling you, I watched every interview, bro. I've been on it. And dude, Just a whole bunch of karma's gonna bite Vince in the ass like he was a fucking, I don't know, dude. I can't even. There's no words I can explain it. He's gonna get bit in the ass by a fucking hungry ass pit bull, and that's Tony Khan.
Yeah, it comes to, I mean, the Khan family is not going bankrupt no time soon.
No, not at all. Not at all. And it's Tony Khan by himself that's doing the company. And Tony Khan is by himself is worth $1.something billion. And he's got him. He's just up there with Vinnie Mac. Vinnie Mac's at like 2 point something billion, maybe even three. But if Tony really wanted to, he'll be like, hey, Pops, borrow me the money, bro. You know what I'm saying?
No,
I'm not saying that he's
barely worth
that.
A billion.
No, he is worth a billion.
Okay,
a billion.
Now let the black man jump in. Oh, go. Is that my task, brother? My task. Yeah, go ahead and say what you was gonna say.
I'm gonna be real quick. I'm just disappointed in the fact that people think that WWE is gonna go out of business, or people think that AEW is gonna beat WWE. I think that's irresponsible to think that. And I know we boys and stuff like that, but I think that's irresponsible to think that. AEW,
why, Marquez? Because they have record profits?
Yeah. Because you got to remember, we are in the honeymoon period with AEW. You know, at some point, reality is going to hit, and this honeymoon phase is going to pass away. And WWE, like Coco said,
we're going under like almost 3 years now.
I understand, but this is still, you can still equate this to a honeymoon phase.
WWE has continued to decline. Steadily declining. They're showing signs of coming back. The only thing they got going for them is these record profits. And then there's all these curious firings and departures. It seems like if it's about the bottom line, so I believe the hype that they're setting it up to sell it, because what else are they doing? They're not building it up to be better or to grow. I don't see them growing. because they're getting some more blood money
make
from
a
Saudi
Goldberg
Arabia.
Versus Bobby Lashley. Listen, they're going to make a Bobby Lashley versus Goldberg too. What kind of shit is that? But I'm pretty sure our interview with Mr. Zayn is going to be on pretty soon.
All right.
We'll get his opinion on it.
There's still people selling out these arenas. There's still people watching WWE. So WWE isn't going anywhere. And so
I don't think
Vince
McMahon would never give it up. He would.
They're not
going to
be number
broke
one.
First, but I do think whoever buys it, I don't see it going anywhere. I don't know who would buy it, what the plan would be, but I would guess a juggernaut's going to buy it, like NBC or somebody like that. And
they're going to be Disney.
I don't think just anybody
Disney,
can run wrestling.
Or it's going to be NBC because of Peacock. Peacock could definitely buy it, and so can Disney.
The day somebody
Disney
buys
owns almost
WWE,
everything on the entertainment side.
The day
NBC
somebody,
is who I meant. I meant
the
NBC.
Day, the day they sell WWE is the day that wrestling dies. AEW wouldn't be AEW without WWE, and that's that.
No, that's for sure. That's for sure. I'm 100% with you. I'm with you on that one. WWE has been around for almost 70 years.
Hey,
yeah,
but
AEW, they're fucking with them on the merch sales. Like, their action figures,
you
can't keep them in stores. They literally can't make enough of them. I don't think wrestling would die without WWE. I believe that before AEW was a thing because Impact wasn't doing enough ever. In their whole existence, were they ever doing enough to compete or fuck with WWE at all? But AEW has from day one.
Okay, now I'm glad y'all said that, and that's all well and good. Yes, they got record profits. They're the new hottest group, new hottest organization, and that's what I'm happy for.
No,
however,
WWE has record profits, believe it or not.
Guys, hold on one second, Coco. Our interviewee for the night, the guest of the evening, is on the line.
That's right.
He's former WWE wrestler, indie sensation, man. He's wrestled in GCW plus more. You know, this guy's amazing. Mr. Alex Zane, welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, brother. Thanks for taking the invitation to come on up to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Pleasure to be on the call with you guys. Sounds like some heated debate going on. I can appreciate it. I like some heat. I like the sauce, you know.
Yes, sir.
We are interested in your opinion. What say you?
Well, I don't know the entirety of the question before I hopped on the call, but it sounds to me like the question is, will wrestling last without WWE around? Is that the general census of the question?
That was the last point that was made.
I definitely don't think that wrestling as a whole would go anywhere without WWE. I mean, if you look now too at the landscape of wrestling, you have all the independents that are booming across the nation, across the world even, which is incredible. And, of course, you have AEW, you have Impact, you have ROH, you have New Japan, et cetera. I hear there's several other companies that are on the way up right now as far as, like, major players go, or at least, like, semi-major players. So it's very interesting to see what might happen if WWE was to collapse. But I do think that it would change the landscape of wrestling, but that's – like, if you look at the history of wrestling, every time that's happened, it's been a good thing. So I'm not saying that I wish that upon WWE or anything.
So the main debate
is like,
do you think AEW is on their way to eclipsing WWE?
WWE.
That's the main debate that we're having.
Eclipsing is, you know, that's a strong word to use, you know, but I do think that even in the last several months, the last year, they've already grown exponentially compared to what people would have may have expected, because originally they were being much more comparable to like the NXT numbers and things like that, and now they are slowly approaching comparability to SmackDown numbers and even Raw numbers, right? So and not to mention merch sales and stuff like that, if you're looking at that. So, I mean, they're doing incredible numbers. They're doing incredible things. How long can that last? Because there's only so many surprises and shocks that they can really have. And not that that's all they have, but they have relied a lot on that so far to get those ratings, right? So now they do have a lot of star power, which is awesome. You know, you see a ton of people over there. And I think one of my personal favorites, and everyone, of course, might yell out the CM Punks and the Daniel Bryans, but one of my personal favorite gets as of recent was the Adam Cole.
I agree.
Absolutely. That's the thing.
Adam Cole is the man. Adam Cole is the best to do it in the ring. And you guys are so young, man. And Adam Cole's only 32 years old. He took over NXT 4 years ago, made NXT made the Undisputed Era one of the biggest, you know, one of the biggest factions in NXT, even WWE history. And now I heard that they were going to make him Keith Lee's manager. That's why he left to AEW. That's what I heard.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure what the reasoning is. I had several conversations with Adam Cole when I was there backstage. And what's that? I didn't catch it.
No, go ahead. I don't think that was
it. Okay. But yeah, like I was saying, like we've had several conversations, and he never mentioned like any reasoning or anything like that. But I just sometimes I think just in wrestling in general and in life in general, it's just kind of like time to go try something different for a little while, you know.
Right.
And I think maybe he might have felt like he had done what he had come to do in WWE as far as NXT and stuff like that. He blatantly likes to be like on the sort of pioneer forefront of things. So I think that is probably why AEW just for him felt more like the right choice and more true to him and his DNA, because that's like his style, right? Is to go pioneer some shit and just like get it from the ground up.
This is why I'm so excited about AEW now, because Matt Hardy and Paul White, they're not game changers. They're not the future. Now, these more recent signings, your CM Punk, your Daniel Bryan's, and especially your Adam Cole's and the possible people to come, that's where I feel like they're building on something that could really have a future.
Yeah, they definitely are, and I mean, they picked up a lot of people that can blatantly still go, but they have the star power now in those same people that can pass the torch. It's not just, hey, I'm here to just do numbers. They can also do great matches and build stars with those people, and that's not something that they necessarily had in droves before these recent signees. I mean, they had Chris Jericho. They did have Matt Hardy, you know, And those people were definitely like giving the rub to people, but now with some of the still like the household names that are still younger talent, and they're still going to be able to go out there with some of the AEW style boys and have bangers. Like, I don't know, it's a beautiful time in wrestling for sure.
Oh yeah,
I wanted to ask you a question.
Talking about it's a great time in wrestling, you know what I'm saying? AEW has their open door, you know what I'm saying? You were just released. Your complete calls are closed. They're off. You know what I'm saying? You're wrestling from everywhere, from the indies, from East, GCW, to you're about to do a tag match in New Japan. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When or if are you going to hit AEW's open door? Because you're a great talent, man. I can't wait to see you in Atlas versus Chris Bay and Grisham, man. That's going to be New Japan show, ain't it? In Philadelphia?
I think that's the plan for the New Japan show in Philly next month. And that's a two-day show, so I'm not sure what the second day will hold. But I know it's going to be crazy because that's at the ECW Arena. As far as the AEW goes, this was kind of my stance, like when I got released. I want to personally, like my goal now is to go focus for some time. I don't know the extent of that time necessarily. Like it's more of a feeling. Like you know when you know. But I want to go focus on like the extent of my own personal branding because I don't feel like I got to do that for the last year. You know, I had 10 matches in WWE, like exactly 10 matches in WWE. My final match was against Kushida for the Cruiserweight title on 205. And then before that, I had a few matches on New Japan Strong and stuff like that that aired after I had already been signed. So I may have had like, 15 matches in the last year. So I really just want to go focus on like building the Alex Zane brand back up because the brief conversation that I've had with like several people in the wrestling world has just been about, I could go maybe to, you know, sign with whatever company's next, but that to me would be like, if I had to, then it would make the most sense. But it's not something that I have to do today. So I'm going to go, like, build myself to the point to where it's not me going and knocking on the doors of these companies and saying, hey, let me in, but instead those companies knocking on my door and saying, hey, can you come here? Right, yeah.
I got you.
So until that, like, yeah.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, until then, like, that's the focus and that's the goal, and I do have a whole lot of stuff already planned and coming up this year that I'm super excited about, you know, even things like New Japan and stuff like that, got a bunch of stuff in the up the sleeve, so I can't wait until even the end of this year, like, to look back and see what I've done in the last 4 months after pretty much not necessarily sitting on the shelf for the last year, but, you know, had a pretty lax schedule as far as entering stuff goes for the last year.
Right. So talking about expanding your brand, have you ever wrestled in Michigan? And if you have, you know what I'm saying, when will you make your return to Michigan? And if you haven't, have you heard of any wrestlers from Michigan?
Michigan, I know, is like it's popping. I know Chase Barnett personally, so that's a friend of mine. He worked GCW
Uncle Chase.
Backyard.
But, Uncle Chase.
Yeah, that's my guy. But I know that the GCW has a date coming up. I think it's November 12th. Don't quote me on that, but I believe it's November 12th in Detroit, and I will be there with them on that date. Yeah.
I will make sure I'll be in the house. I'm going to buy you dinner, and I'm going to buy you your drink and whatever you need. It's going to be on me.
Hey, let's go, Taco Bell. What's up?
I got you, whatever. Extra Baja Blast. We're going to drink Baja Blast all night.
Yeah, let's go crazy.
And some Big Red. And some Big Red. All the Big
Hell
Red
yeah.
You can drink.
Big Red.
I got you.
Hell yeah.
I got you, brother.
I can't wait. I think if I'm not mistaken, I believe that will be my Michigan debut. I don't believe I've wrestled in Michigan yet, so.
Man, I would love to see, face so many people we got here in Michigan. Such a process. Your boy, Greg, MM3, who else do you see him facing?
Yeah, throw me some names out there so I can look into them.
Malcolm Monroe III is the number one guy you want to face in Michigan for sure.
Okay.
Shoot. You got a lot. You got Jason Hotch. You got Jason Hotch from over here in Michigan. He was on AEW. That's my dude.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, Greg, you got any names?
MM3, obviously. Greg. I'd love to see that. Trey Miguel, love to see that.
I love Trey Miguel.
That's for
hey,
sure.
Hey, I got a couple favorites here. I got a couple favorites for my main man, Electric Ely. That's right. The one that Brother Greg loves to hate. That would be a great one-on-one match with good brother Alex. Another one that I would personally enjoy seeing, the Evil Soul Taker and Brother Alexander.
Oh.
Casket match, Betty. Let's do this right.
I love it. I love the sound of that.
My third one right here.
Or any member of the Death Threat Army. Weir, Alex Weir, Adam Wick, Tommy Vendetta, all those with Alex Zane would be phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
Man. That would
be
unbelievable.
Oh, let's check go. It out.
You
I got one more, brothers. I got one more good brothers. This one is my personal favorite right here because he is cooler than the other side of the pillow. Mister, one
ABZ?
Night only, baby. That'll be a
ABZ?
Whoa, I didn't say
ABZ?
Like that. You ain't go. No, not GPS. Don't bring that little Starbucks chicken sucker. I said the man, Mr. One Night Only at one of his birthday shows. I would love to see that. Him and Brother Alex going one-on-one together at the birthday party show. That would be awesome.
The birthday
but not
party
that dog
show,
on Alex
it.
Van Zandt. Keep Alex Van Zandt.
Yeah. Who wants to be showed up on their birthday?
Hey, I don't think Mr.
You really
going to
get
Mr.
your boy
one
showed up on
he
his birthday?
He don't never get shown up. Mr. One Night Only never gets showed up at his own birthday. He always going to come out of
the He ain't been in the ring with Alex Zane on his birthday.
There you
that
go.
That would be awesome.
I'm with it. I'm
Atlas
with it.
Atlas Hightower would be another
Mr.
good one. Mr. Run This Ring.
Mr. Run This Ring. Yes, sir. Yeah, that would be dope.
That would be a good one. Look up Atlas Hightower. He's on Facebook. He's one of my friends.
All right, go. Yeah, I got a whole list now. We got Jason Hotch, MM3, Trey Miguel. Of course, I know Trey. Electric, Ely. Evil Soul Sick. Atlas Hightower. Is there anyone I'm missing?
Mr.
Yes,
One
Tommy
Night
Vendetta, Alex Wick, Alex Weir, and Adam Wick. Those three guys, that would be five-star matches with you. Awesome matchup.
Oh, for sure.
I saw, like, the Adam
We
got to
get you
in
Michigan. Anybody
Adam
that's listening in Michigan, independent promoters, Horse Slam, PWAS, MPW, anywhere in Michigan, book Alex Zane. Make sure that happens.
Let's go. Dates are filling up fast, so let me know. We'll get over there a lot more in the beginning of the year.
So do you have a goal to wrestle at the Tokyo Dome? Do you feel like you're heading that way?
I feel like I've had that goal for, like, so long. I feel like that goal was just within my grasp before the pandemic hit. We had a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff lined up. Pandemic hit, kind of took that away from us. Can't say too much on that just in case some of that's still in the chamber. But, I had a whole nother Japan tour lined up. I had a European tour lined up, had an Australian tour lined up all in the same summer. And the damn pandemic.
pandemic just a spoil, I tell you, gets on all our nerves. It's just a spoiler. You know what I'm saying? It just gets in the way. It's basically the hook in the Ultimate Warrior's leg at SummerSlam when he got pinned illegally by Rick Rude for the Intercontinental Championship. That's what the pandemic means for me right now. It's like Bobby
the real
Brain Heenan right now. That's not Bobby the Brain Heenan. But that's all right. COVID going to get his comeuppance, you know what I'm saying? And you guys are going to cover everything you missed, all the dates. Matter of fact, more dates, better dates. Brother Alex, we're going to have a hard time keeping up with you, Daddy, because you're going to be everywhere that we can't be, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't have that much demand.
I believe it.
And
you know what?
Brother.
I got one question. I got another question. Do you know Theodore Long?
Yeah, I know Theodore.
Teddy Long?
Yeah, we
do. You know about the
FWE? Say what?
You know the FWE where he currently is the general manager? That's another place you can get to. It's another forbidden door. They got another open door.
That's one of the hottest indie promotions in America, in my opinion.
Yes,
FWE, man, they're doing big things. They got big names there.
I love it.
And they have that open door policy.
Open door anytime.
And that's the way it should be in the independent world. You know, we're independent contractors. We're working for independent companies. Those independent companies should respect the same, you know, respect us the same way we respect them. Like, we're not telling you all who you can book and stuff like that. So you all shouldn't tell us where we can and can't work. Because I know there's a lot of that goes around out there. But
I think it's more a matter of
SWE
wants everybody to come work.
That's what I love to hear.
Yeah, another thing, man, talking about the indies, and you wrestled in GCW, deathmatch wrestling. What is your opinion on deathmatch wrestling? You know what I'm saying? I love deathmatch wrestling myself. Deathmatch wrestling has, for the last three or almost 4 years, I've loved deathmatch wrestling since my first deathmatch at Horror Slam. What's your opinion on that?
I love deathmatch wrestling. I think it's incredible. I used to watch all the deathmatch tournaments, like back when I was still yarding and still training and first started doing indie work and stuff years and years ago. And of course I watched all the deathmatch shit that I could get my hands on from Japan way back in the day, and was fortunate enough to get to wrestle for Big Japan when I was over there. And okay. Of course I worked for GCW and I've worked for IWA Mid-South and stuff like that. So I love deathmatch wrestling. Ricky Shane Page is like a fucking god to me. So I think it's incredible. Would I personally do it? You know, if the circumstances called for it, I don't think it'd be something that I would do week in and week out. That's for sure. But, you know, I think I might have one or two, like, in my future.
Okay. Another thing, keeping on the death match, is what did you think about Nick Gage in AEW? Did you think it was, like, too choreographed, or did you – I kind of felt like it was too iffy on the real Nick Gage, because I've recorded Nick Gage's matches in Horror Slam, and I know the – well, not kind of like – I kind of know him. I've chilled with him backstage at Horror Slam. I bought him beers, you know what I'm saying, whatever, whatnot. But,
right.
Like, what do you think about that?
Man, Nick Gage is incredible, and I was glad to see him on, like, a big stage, because we all know that he deserves it and can hang with the best in the world, and so I love to see that. And I also
– I agree 100%.
It was real fan service as far as, like, the match itself. I don't – you know, like, it just looks different when things are on TV, too. Like, it's just so different because you're used to the raw and just grime and grit of, like, the independent scene. So then when you have all the lights and the incredible cameras and stuff like that, it just looks and feels kind of different. But I think he did his thing, and I loved the fact that he pulled out the pizza cutter right with the Domino ad and, like –
Oh, yeah, for sure. That was awesome. I love that host.
Yeah.
We need to get you on the Baja Blast commercial. Taco Bell.
Right?
Taco Bell needs to put you on the commercial.
They do. And, you know, I'll eventually get that in the books. But until then, like, I just got to, like I said, keep building the brand.
Yeah. For sure.
But, yeah, I love that. I love seeing Nikki over there next to fucking man, and he's like just always been like a brother to me, just always looking out and just making sure that I was taken care of too anywhere I've ever been. So shout out to Nick Gage, MDK all
okay.
fucking day.
All fucking day. Hell yeah, I agree with that. You guys?
Okay, hey, the black man, couple people has a question for Brother Alex. Random question here. What is, now just to let you know, I have my own band. And we cover all the pro wrestling theme songs. Hey, we probably cover Joe theme song. Who knows? But at any rate, what is your if you were a musician, what is your favorite musical instrument to play a wrestling theme song on, and why is it the bass guitar?
What the?
Left hand, and why is it the left-handed bass guitar on top of that?
Why is it the left-handed bass guitar?
Brother Alex, is he there? Did we lose him?
Mic check.
There he is.
There we go. Hey. I was in there. Why is it the left-handed bass guitar? You know, that beats
yes,
me.
Sir.
It just is. It's either that
that's
or, like,
fine. No
weird...
rhyme, no reason, baby. That's what I'm talking about. That's good. See, you all right with me, Brother Alex? You like your music?
It'd either be that
you
or,
like music?
Something weird like the accordion or something.
Hey, man, oh, there we go. See, that's thinking out the box, baby. That's taking Steve Urkel and making them cooler 1,000 times over. See, you all right with me, Alex? I put you in the cool list, the cool kids list.
Hey, I'll take it.
Just stay away
he's
from
cooler
that
than
Alex Van Zandt. Oh, no. He's cooler than Alex Van Zandt. See, don't you stop.
Oh, he's
boy,
almost as cool as Alex Van Zandt.
Don't you stop that.
If you enjoy a good frappe,
Mr. Zane?
Oh my God.
Sometimes I try to limit my caffeine intake until I need it. That way, when I need it, it works. And that's
very
just something
good.
I learned on the road. That's just something I learned on the road.
And then you head straight for a good
caffeine.
Latte. Where would you purchase such a latte?
Where would I purchase such a latte? I would go to Common Grounds in Lexington, Kentucky, if I had my choice, just because it's like the local shop that I used to always go to.
What if you're on the road? Would you hit Starbucks?
Oh, Starbucks. That's the thing about Starbucks is it's kind of like McDonald's. There's one on every corner, so that's what you end up choosing. But I don't know if it would be my first choice. I always go local.
Wise man. See, The more I'm hearing from this brother Alex, the more I like him. See, why can't we have this Alex in Michigan and not that doggone Alex Van Zandt? Why can't we just have this? Alex, come to move to Michigan, baby. Come to the Detroit area. We need real.
I'll be there November 12th.
Like you
GCW.
Awesome.
Hell yeah. If I did go to Starbucks.
For that Alex Van Zandt.
If I did go to Starbucks, then my order of choice is the iced caramel macchiato with an extra shot. So there you go. If anybody wants to bring me Starbucks to those early shows.
Well, just be careful because that Alex Van Zandt may come and try to take your drink there because he seems to be the savior of Starbucks or whatever he calls himself. But I give him a hard time every time I see him. Because, for one, I always change his initials. You know, everyone calls him AVZ. Sometimes I call him D. Sometimes I call him CVS. Sometimes I call him GPS. I don't deserve to go by his initials anyway. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Plus, he drinks his blood type is Starbucks coffee. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, you shot a needle through him. It's very damn healthy. I mean, if he took the COVID shot, the coffee bloodstream would just reject it. It would transmogrify into more coffee. That's all it would do. That's how much coffee you drink. But anyway, I just got another question for you, sir. Your experience in 205 Live, I mean, being in that world of WWE, when you step foot in that door, give us your bird's eye view of what it's like and what it takes to stay there, because I really don't think people understand or appreciate what it takes to get at that level, the caliber of one WWE. Could you explain?
I think so many people, like, that's the crazy thing about going to a place like that is, like, everyone in the room is a hard worker. So, like, hard work is hardly even, like, really the component anymore, right? Because I think a lot of times in the indie world, it's like, oh, like just be a hard worker, and you're gonna like outclass most of the people around you because they're not gonna grind like you, you know. So, but in WWE, everyone's hungry, everyone's hardworking, everyone's grinding. So really, to stick around, yes, you need all of those things, but it's no longer like the component, and at that point, it's just really trying to get the creative juices flowing and being tapped in and in tune with yourself and listening to what's coming your way and like just grabbing any opportunity that's there. I mean, even my NXT debut, which was against Cameron Grimes, was just kind of an opportunity that fell in my lap. That spot was originally meant for Aria Davari, and Aria Davari got released like the few days before that, unfortunately. So, and then that landed in my lap. And they told me, hey, we need a heel for this. And I was like, okay, well, I've been faced for fucking 8 weeks on 205, so you're going to get what you're going to get. So I just went out there and went hard as possible and gave everything that I could in the three-minute match that I had. And, you know, and sometimes that can hurt you, you know. I don't think that did hurt me. I definitely don't think that has anything to do with, like the release. The release was just a budget thing, and it made sense. It still makes sense to me. Like, they're obviously going through some sort of revamping and stuff like that. And when they look down the paper from the higher up office, when they look down the paper and they're like, okay, this guy's, you know, he's this age and we're paying him this much money, like, okay, let's cut him, whatever. So, but like, I'm not even, to me, there's so many other people in WWE, they got released around the same time that aren't as fortunate as me to have their foot in so many doors and their iron in so many fires. You know, like when I left WWE, like literally 5 seconds of of like dread came over me when I got the phone call, and then I realized, oh shit, I'm still the sauce, so I'm good. And like next thing you know, I'm on the phone with anybody and everybody else. So
you're doing more than Braun Strowman.
Yeah, Braun Strowman.
I mean, I think it could be a blessing in disguise, like you said, man. You could end up in the Tokyo Dome. You could end up back there. You know what I mean? You could end up at AEW. I think that you got a chance to be seen by a larger mass, and I think when you see a guy that you've seen before in WWE, you're like, wait a minute, I know that guy. I've seen him wrestle Grimes, or I've seen him, you know, on 205 Live. People remember that. They do.
Right,
and
right.
It,
and just like
and
the Kushida
match. It'll make them want to see.
The Kushida match was not originally meant for me either. I was originally supposed to face Guru Raj that day. And Guru Raj hurt himself at the taping the night before, hurt his arm or his hand or something doing a move. And so instead of me facing Guru Raj, they asked Kushida if he would be willing to do the match with me. He said yes. And, you know, we did what we could. So shout out to Kushida. He's the man, incredible talent, and with an incredible career. So I don't know, like, to me, it's definitely a blessing in disguise, because anything and everything that ever happens in my life has always been and always will be a blessing in disguise. Like, I don't know. I don't take any of that too harshly. Like I don't ever even look at quote-unquote bad things like they're bad things. I just look like, okay, what's this put me in the position to do now? Like, so I'm in a different position.
I wish I could look at all things that way. That's the way you really should look at it. It's not always easy to do.
And no, it's definitely difficult, and we all have our times, right? But like, how long are you living in that time? You know, if it gets you down for a minute, how long is that minute? You know, some people's minute lasts a year, 10 years, whatever. Some people's minute lasts a minute. And so really, like, some things can hurt you worse than others, but it just didn't hurt me that bad. Like, I'm good. Like, I'm not losing anything out of it. Like, I'm just not going to be on Peacock. Like, all right, I'll go be on like 90 other networks. Like, we're good. I just think, like, you gotta do that to the best of your ability, but it comes with practice. Like, yeah, it's difficult, but I mean, the more you practice it, the better you get at it.
I love your positivity. Yeah. I absolutely admire your positivity.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Anything else you guys got? Alex Zane, your social media so they can follow you, YouTube channel or anything you got?
As of right now, everything like Twitter and Instagram and shit is at @AriSterlingWWE. That is being changed on the back end. We're still waiting for Twitter and Instagram to fucking cooperate, because they're being a bunch of assholes. But that'll change soon. And when it does change, it'll change back to Alex Zane. And everything, I mean, if you just Google Alex Zane or Ari Sterling, it's pretty easy. Or if you just go to Alex Zane, AlexZayne.com, everything's right there for you to click on. The merch store goes live next week. And other than that, catch me at the merch table.
Oh, for sure, man. And then November, man, like I told you, November's going to be off the chain. And, man, I'm going to be drinking with y'all. We're going to be drinking Baja Blast and whatever. I don't know if you drink and have a beer of choice, but we'll be drinking with whoever's going to be there, man. And I can't wait to have you guys in Michigan, man. And
dinner's on me. Baja Blast and we'll throw down. It's going to be dope.
Oh, yeah,
we're
going
to go to Taco Bell, and we got Taco Bell.
Hell yeah, I love you guys. Much appreciated. You all take it easy. Have a good night.
All right, man. You too. We appreciate you.
No problem. Much love. Later.
All right, guys, that was Alex Zane, man, humble dude, man, great dude, had a whole bunch of stories, man. This was, I want to say, the best interview in the history of the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, guys.
Oh, yeah, baby, definitely fun, awesome, some of my memorable and favorite interviews so far, this one.
100%,
this 100 million percent,
man.
Zane. Oh, the Morton,
and,
baby.
And in November,
awesome
dude, in November, listen. In November, we can actually have a
you know, a video interview with Alex Dane from the follow-up from this one.
Oh, when is that GCW show again? Is that GCW?
November is going to be the November the 11th or the November the 12th.
Okay, I got to make one of those shows, Daddy. I cannot see the black man been so busy working on his bass guitar. Him.
Hold on, I'll let you know right now. I'll let you know right now. Hold on.
Because we've been practicing hard, and we're supposed to have a rehearsal tomorrow night. We ready to get this show rolling. I'm so excited, baby. But I don't want to miss one of them special. Now, you know, the death matches and stuff, that ain't really my speed, but I give it a chance to talk me into it.
Hey, you better ask Brother Tez, but yeah, I know it's for sure the 11th. It's November the 11th that they're going to be coming back to Michigan, and that's going to be such a fire show because, man, I'm going to share you guys on Facebook Live the whole show, the whole Jesus Christ, the whole GCW versus Horrorslam show.
Or you can buy it on Fight TV for $14.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
November the 12th. November the 12th, for sure. November the 12th. I got the poster right here.
Let's see, November 12th. Oh, baby, I'm going to have to mark that in my calendar. Because I'm going to have to try and mess with that one. November 12th, that's a Friday night. That's right. Got to have us a Friday night. Because you can stay up all night and wake up late Saturday morning, get up, eat your cereal, and think about it.
I'm going to have to work that Monday, that Saturday, but it's all good.
Well, it's going to be worth it. That's right.
But yeah, guys, we're almost out of time. But, man, what a fire show. And it feels good to be back. And, dude, it ain't stopping. We ain't stopping at all.
Absolutely, baby. Absolutely.
We are nonstop. You listen to the theme song, Nonstop Action. So, yeah, guys. Well, we're going to cut it now from Greg, from your brother, your boy, the Southwest Texan, my brother Greg, brother Martez, and brother Coco T. I'll talk to you guys later. We love you guys.
Wrestling.